Beginning tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, the Chevrolet Motor Company will present Rubinoff, Jan Pierce, and Virginia Ray. Tune in the first broadcast tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The Columbia Workshop, under the direction of Irving Reese.
Eyes of a creative genius, and as he saw them, he wrote them down. The poet is John Masefield. Tonight, the Columbia Workshop is privileged to present for the first time on the air one of Masefield's great poems of the sea, Dauber, the story of a man who sailed around Cape Horn to find an ideal, and of how he fared. The poem is presented in a special dramatic version by Burt Boyce. David Ross will read the narrative, and a special score written for the play by Bernard Herrmann will be heard.
Bells were struck. The watch was called on deck. All work aboard was over for the hour, and some men sang and others played a check, or mended clothes, or watched the sunset glower. The bursting west was like an opening flower, and one man watched it till the light was dim, but no one went across to talk to him. He was the painter in that swift ship's crew, lampman and painter. Tall, a slight-built man, young for his years, and not yet 22. Sickly, and not yet brown with the sea's tan. Bullied, and damned at since the voyage began. Being neither man nor seaman by his tally, he bunked with the idlers just abaft the galley. Si, the apprentice, stood beside the spar, stripped to the waist, a basin at his side. They stood there by the rail, while the swift ship tore on out of the tropics, straining her sheets, whitening a trackway to a milky strip, dim with green bubbles and twisted water meat. Her clacking tackle tugged at pins and cleats. Her great sails bellied stiff, her great mast lean. They watched how the sea struck and burst and green.
Oh, it's beautiful, Si. That leap and light and the change to glittering sparks as the water shears off her side. She rides over it like a queen, doesn't she? All beauty to the crown.
She'll ride different when she hits the horn.
They say so. I've never been around the horn.
Your first trip when you're around the horn in June. Bad day in June.
Yes, I've heard.
You heard. That's all you know. Why did you come to sea, painter?
I want to be a painter. I want to know the sea and ships. It's never been done right, the sea hasn't. Not from the inside by a man that knows it. I want to paint the sea before I die. Great ships under skysails running down the trade. Look here, Si, I'll show you. My pencil. Now you see that life and surge of water there?
Our life! Our land is... Dollar! Outside legs! Curse you, run!
You're late. You'll get it.
Coming! Coming, Boston, coming!
Dauber again, always late.
Yes, him and his blasted painting.
He was trying to draw.
He'd better leave off if he knows what's good for him.
The mate'll let him have it. There goes his port light now.
I've been under lots of sail, but I never see one like him.
Grub's ready, Chips. Come on in and get it.
Grub's gone.
Hi, Dauber! Dauber, hurry up!
Coming, Cook.
You, Dauber.
Boston. Yes, sir.
Now, you. I've spared you up for now. But I've just had the devil for those side lights you didn't put out.
Well, you...
One more piece of trouble out of you and I'll have you broke or send the fo'c'sle.
I'm sorry, Boston.
This ship isn't run for your benefit, you daubing, useless wreck. Now get in here and eat.
But, Boston, you see...
Oh, you gab.
Yes, and why don't you leave them rotten paints alone, Dauber? They stink the roundhouse out there, does. They stinks like poison. Take them out of here.
Well, where to?
I don't care so long as you take them.
That's right. Wet paint breeds fever. Get them out.
Get them out.
All right.
Painting's a balmy job anyway. What good will it do you on a lower topsail with all your fish hooks?
All right. So much to learn. So very much to learn. The sea and all its wonders. I'll never do it. I'll never do it.
Sam, come up.
What?
Dauber's been hiding something. I just saw him.
Where?
Under the long boat skin. Let's have a look.
Find out.
Reach under there.
See here.
Drawing.
Yeah, Dauber's drawing. That's what he hid.
What rot.
Let's have some fun with him. Get turpentine.
Yeah, that's the idea. Get a knife. We'll cut him up.
Smear him.
Wipe him off with mesh glass.
Finish him up proper for him.
Yeah, then put him back under there again. Let him find him.
Yes, he'll never know who did it.
His painting. Oh, let's have the turpentine.
Ain't that a
blatant shame? Boston, who did this? Look, these things are ruined. 6 weeks of work all smeared.
I didn't do it. Get the devil away.
Yeah, seems to me they look better now than they did before.
Go tell the captain.
Yes, go and tell the captain.
To the captain.
Dauber's gone off to the captain.
What a fool.
Because someone spoiled his dog.
Now, throw him overboard.
The Dauber.
Ain't he?
They spoiled your drawings, did they?
Yes.
Well, who's to blame? Well,
if you please, Captain, wiped off with turpentine.
The long boat's there for no one to get at her. You broke the rules putting your gear in there.
But you see...
Don't come to me if you suffer for it. Your place is in the roundhouse. Your gear belongs there with you.
But they cut the canvas into shreds.
I want no arguments, Painter. Go for it.
That was 6 weeks' work, sir. 6 weeks' bitter work.
No more talk. Go for it. Please remember that you're not on shore.
Go forward, Dauber, and have a good cry for yourself.
Why, Dauber? What did the captain say?
Painting.
No face away, Dauber. You belong on deck.
Spit brown and get an airy chest. That's the business. Painting.
They lost the trade soon after. Then came calm, light little gusts and rain, which soon increased to glorious norther shouting out a storm at seeing the bright blue silver water fleeced. Hornward she rushed, trampling the seas to yeast. There fell a rain squall in a blind day's end, when for an hour the Dauber found a friend.
That you, Si?
How goes it? Where are you at?
I'm painting, here.
Again?
Yes, I found a dry spot here under the poop deck.
Not much use trying to keep dry in this weather. That's a sea for you.
Getting near the horn, I suppose.
Oh, a couple of weeks yet. You'll take the regular watch then, won't you? Go aloft and climb the yards with the rest of them?
Yes. I don't know how I'll manage. High places make me dizzy. I was on a scaffold once painting a house, and I... Oh, well, I've got to do it.
Painting a house?
Yes. That was after I left home, when I was working down along the Severn. I saw my first sailing ship there. Then I knew I wanted to paint the sea.
Where'd you hail from, Dauber?
Out past Gloucester, not far from Pawtley. Place called Spittle Farm. We've rented there, father and son, for 8 years.
Why'd you stay there?
I couldn't. I tried, but I couldn't. Broke my father's heart, I guess. He did everything to hold me, but the farm was just like prison. I built a little boat once. Father took the cart whip to me for that. It went on for years. And then one day, he said I'd have to choose. I'll always remember that day. My sister was there, too. Jane. She was in the kitchen. The clock.
Well, it's got to be settled, and it's got to be settled now. Either you take to farming like a son of mine, or you go out.
Father, I don't want to... Well, what's the use? You know how I feel.
Oh, that's no answer, Joe. Why can't you be sensible?
Do you want to see strangers on this farm? This farm that your father and your grandfather before you plowed and sowed and made something out of? Spending all your money on paint. And fooling your time away with pencils and books.
Mother used to paint, didn't she? Why can't I?
Joe, don't.
Leave your mother out of this. She's dead.
Yes. And who killed her? You did. You and your farm.
Joe.
Oh, I know. I found her sketchbook hidden up there in the attic. Hidden away from you because you used to bully her the way you bully me.
Damnation. Close your mouth. I've said all I'm going to. It's the farm or the gate. You can take your choice.
I know my choice. And I'll take it now. I'm saying goodbye. Do you hear that? Goodbye. Well, sir, I went. My mother's brother lived down the Severn. I went to him. Painted houses for a while. Then I saw a ship one day, a full-rigged ship, beauty and strength together, wonder, style. I knew then that that was my work, to paint the sea. So I shipped as Dauber, si, and at the end of the voyage, when I'm paid off, I'll go to Paris. So now you know why I'm here, si, and maybe you can understand. Ty, are you asleep?
The wester came as steady as the trade, brightly it blew, and still the ship did shoulder the brilliance of the water's white cockades into the milky green of smoky smolder. The sky grew bluer, and the air grew colder. Southward she thundered, while the westers held, proud with taut bridles, pawing but compelled. And still the Dauber strove, though all men mocked, to draw the splendor of the passing thing.
He'll never learn. Ships he draws like a Christmas tree.
Ships, they're hell's delight.
Even the mate does better.
Yeah, that day he took the brush away from Dauber.
Yes, and he says to him, man, you'll never get a right, you won't, a doing of it like that. And then he ups and paints a ship of his own. Twice as good as Dauber.
The mate knows. He knows a ship. He paints the Dauber to frazzle.
And right in front of the old blooming lot of us. Lummy. Dauber ain't got no sense.
Why doesn't he stick to the deck?
Well, he'd be any better on the deck. He'll make a fine seaman off the horn, won't he?
Seaman? Him? On a foot rope out on the yard, tossing a gasket coil?
And deep inside his heart, a something locked, long pricking in him now began to sting. The fear of the disaster storm might bring. His rank as painter would be ended then. He would keep watch, and watch like other men. Drenched, frozen, gasping, blinded, beaten dumb. High in the night, reeling, great blinding arcs. As the ship rolled, his chappy fingers numb. Such was the weather he might look to find. Such was the work expected. There remained firmly to set his teeth, resolve his mind, and be the first, however much it pained, and bring his honor round the horn unstained, and win his mate's respect, and then, untainted, be ranked as man, however much he painted. That night the snow fell between 6 and 7, a little feathery fall, so light, so dry, an aimless dust out of a confused heaven, upon an air no steadier than a sigh. The powder dusted down and wandered by, so purposeless, so many, and so cold, then died, and the wind ceased, and the ship rolled. "Lock up your paints," the mate said, speaking light.
"Dober."
"Yes, sir?"
"Yes, mate."
"This is the horn. You'll join my watch tonight."
All through the windless night, the clipper rolled in a great swell with oily, gradual heaves, which rolled her down until her time bell tolled clang, and the weltering water moaned like beeves. The thundering rattle of slatting shook the sheaves. Startles of water made the swing ports gush. The sea was moaning and sighing and saying, "Hush."
"As soon as I saw the Magellan clouds, I knowed it. This is going to be a bed in this trip, Benson."
"Likely. Well, she's got her storm suit on."
"Too much sail to my way, I'm thinking."
"Ah, she'll do. It's calm yet."
"Get Dover on the foghorn."
"Yeah, that's him. Watching for ice."
"Yeah, and there'll be ice. That wind's got an edge. That wester from the Platte blew us right into winter."
"Now on the ropes, Storm. Better get ready for cold fingers."
"Don't I know."
"Wait there. Wait. Look at that southwest. All black. I smell a wind."
"All hands on deck."
"I knew it. I knew it. She'd come."
"All hands on deck."
"Aye. On you."
Of all but of a wind that cut him to the ghost, and of a frozen cold he had to haul, of heavens that fell and never ceased to fall, and ran in smoky snatches along the sea, leaping from crest to wave crest, yelling. They stowed the sail, flapping it round with rope, leaving no surface for the wind, no fold. Then down the weather, shrouds half dead, they grope. That struggle with the sail had made them old. The watch was called. Dauber might go below. Dauber crept back to the roundhouse, gripping by the rail. The wind howled by. The passionate water leapt. The night was all one roaring with a gale. He shook with cold. His hands could not undo his oilskin buttons, so he shook and sat, watching his dirty fingers, dirty blue, hearing without the hammering tackle slat. Within, the drops from dripping clothes went fat, running in little patters, gentle, sweet, and went the wind and the seas beat. Faces recurred, fierce memories of the yard, the frozen sail, the savage eyes, the jests. The deck so desolate gray, The sky so wild.
Up, up the shroud. Jobber, crush you. Run.
He's gone. He's over.
Into the topsail now.
I can't. No, I can't.
He fell asleep and slept like a young child.
All hands on deck. Tumble out.
What?
Eyes out. The ice. It's blowing bad. We're frozen up.
Is it cold on deck?
We're frozen up, I tell you. Heave out.
The end. I've got to go aloft again. I can't. I'll lose my hold.
Stop! What are you waiting for, you port man? I'm doomed. Get out of there!
Failure. All my life I've been a failure. I'll go aloft and talk. Oh, what does it matter? I'll never paint. I'll let it end tonight. That's better. End it tonight. The door. Open it.
Aye, here's Jobber. Good lad. Holy sailor, Dorby, you're a man. I thought you were shamming. Come on now. Up.
So up upon the topsail yard again, in the great tempest's fiercest hour, began probation to the Dorber's soul. Pain which crowds a century's torment in a span. For the next month, the ocean taught this man, and he, in that month's torment, while she wested, was never warm, nor dry, nor full, nor rested. But still it blew, or if it lulled, it rose within the hour, then blew again, and still the water, as it burst aboard her, froze. The wind blew off an ice field, raw and chill, daunting man's body, tampering with his will. But after 30 days, a ghostly sun gave sickly promise that the storms were done. A great gray sea was running up the sky. Desolate birds flew past. Their mewings came as that lone water's spiritual cry. Its forlorn voice, its essence, its soul's name. The ship limped in the water as it lay. Then in the forenoon watch, to a great shout, more sail was made. The reefs were shaken out. A slant came from the south. The stinger stood, clapped to the halyards, hauling to a tune old as the sea, a fillip to the blood. The upper topsail rose like a balloon. So long, Cape Stiff. In Valparaiso soon, said one to the other as the ship lay over, making her course again, again a rover.
Hi, Dobbs.
Yes, boss.
Valparaiso now, boy. She's got a bone in her teeth.
Yeah, she's gathering gait.
Hey, bells, change watch. We'll get more sail on, bosun.
Aye, sir.
Come on, boys, give a course.
Well, Dobber, this is better, eh?
Yeah,
Mud Oak's over the bow soon. No more Cape Horn topsails now.
No, sir.
We've got to smarter up. Them Cape Horn seas make her look like a rusty grate. Well, you've seen the horn, boy. You've learned.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
You're a sailor now. You came on board like a female ripe to paint. You'll have more sense about painting from now on, eh? Those daubs of yours, you'll quit them, I suppose.
No, sir.
Not quit?
No, sir.
Lord, give you wisdom. I thought you'd learn something. Well, tomorrow we'll smarter up. Not tonight, though. Little blow coming. The horn's going to flick a tail, that's all.
Four friend, very little feature, sir.
Oh, not much. Nothing to worry about. Here, she's taking spray aboard now.
Yeah. A little snow, too.
Yeah. Bosun, get a second man to the wheel.
Aye, sir.
Yeah, might as well get ready to go all off. The captain's sucking his lips.
Ought to keep her going as long as we can. Brought in good knots for Valparaiso.
Aye, sir.
To come into a bay and drop anchor in quiet water and sunlight. That must be something to wait for, sir.
Aye, sir. Aye, sir. Aye, sir.
It's blowing gusty. You'd better slacken sail before they go.
Aye, sir. Lower Sir Gallant. Run.
Come on, Tom. Race him to the top. First the furl is sailing down again with.
Aye, at the rate. Jump for the rail, boy.
Into the shrouds. Come on.
Come on.
Hey, lovey, you're right. That's that spirit, boy.
Look at that Dorber, cook.
Look at him go.
He's got him headed.
Up to the top of crossing.
What's up here?
Racing the furl to sail, Sky.
Dauber and Job. And Dauber's in.
Ah, oh, Dauber's all right.
He's learning. There he goes for the leech. The eye of the outer gypsy. Serve it.
Come on.
He knows his way around now.
Hey, mind the gas.
Oh, he got him. He got the sail away. You lose a race, you...
Mind the belly of the sail there. Hold on, Dauber.
Bloody idiot. He's out of
him. Oh, Lord, he's falling.
Dauber, I thought it was Tom who fell.
Get water. Get a bucket.
Dauber,
lift up his head. Oh, Lamy's fair brute.
Water, here, Dauber, here. Better, Dauber?
I saw him go. Is he bad hurt? Hey, Dauber.
More water. Keep back there, you. You, Tom.
I was right there. I was right there beside him. They say he'll give one awful jump like any once. I made a grab to catch him. Oh, my God, I thought I was gone, too. He grabbed at every rope on the way down.
Here, I brought these.
What you got there? Here, Dauber. Here's what you want. Sy's brought your paints.
Your paints, Dauber? Sy's gone and brought your paints.
Put them down beside him. It will go on. Wait, he's saying something. What, Dauber? It will go on.
What's that? What do you mean?
Oh, no matter now. He's gone.
And at eight bells, they bore him to the gangway, wading deep through the green, clutching, white-toothed water hells that flung his carriers over in their sweep. They laid an old red ensign on the heap, and all hands stood bareheaded, stooping, swaying, washed by the sea, while the old man was praying out of a borrowed prayer book. At a sign, they twitched the ensign back and tipped the grating. The creamier bubbling broke the bubbling brine. The muffled figure tilted to the waiting. It dwindled slowly down, slowly gyrating. Some craned to see. It dimmed, it disappeared. The last green milky bubble blinked and cleared. The great sail shook, and all hands hauled, singing that desolate song of lonely lands, of how a lover came in dripping bands, green with the wet and cold, to tell his lover that death was on the sea, and all was over. You have listened to a special dramatization of John Masefield's poem, Dauber. It was presented for the first time on the air by the Columbia Workshop and adapted for radio by Bert Boyce. David Ross read the narrations, and Bernard Herrmann composed the music especially for this presentation. Appreciate your comments on tonight's program. Tune in again next week for another program in the Columbia Workshop series of experimental radio presentations. The Columbia Workshop is under the direction of Irving Reese. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.